The love connection is over. Becky Lynch replaced Charlotte. Finn and Sasha are back, and it's the final episode of WWE Mixed Match Challenge. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Awesome!
There's the A-lister. That's right.
Yes. The greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. I said that thing wrong.
Bold statement.
Yes.
You're not wrong.
Yes.
When my hand goes up.
Actually, when my hand goes up, I'm the lead host of this show.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in on this final episode of the Mixed Match Challenge. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. The whole panel is here.
Yes.
We're on the road to WrestleMania.
All right.
But before we talk about all this great, amazing stuff that's happening in WWE world, my name's Anissa Barr. But to my far left, you can see him on the challenge here on AfterBuzz. It's David Christopher.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing tonight? Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have an awesome show. And to my right...
It's Evan Mack. Yo, Joseph Bosa, I'm sorry we played the Miz music, man, but it's bumping right now. I'm sorry.
He's upset?
He's hating, man.
He's hot. He's hot right now.
Well, like I said, The Miz is the greatest IC champion.
Bold statement.
That's very bold.
Ooh, that is your boy Shawn Michaels held that, didn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah, but for how long, though?
Oh, my goodness.
That was a different time.
David Punk Rock Christopher.
But, hey.
Do we need to go down the list here of IC champs?
Seriously. She came at your boy.
Hey, HBK is my favorite wrestler of all time, too.
Boy, David gets hot and bothered.
Someone last time, they probably want you to take it off.
That's real. Yo, David, take it off. Take it all off.
That is bold.
Wow. Okay, so tonight, it's going to be a fun night, guys. Yes. It's going to be fun. I'm a little sad because... Evan Mack is not in costume, but he has a reason.
Listen,
he has a reason, and it's okay because he's going to be going to Japan tomorrow.
Yeah. And I was going to do big, but that's okay. I'm saving it. Yep. I'm saving it for another time.
I'm not telling you.
Plus,
anybody?
I wanted everybody. I wanted to be relaxed, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like casual Tuesday.
You got it.
You know you what
got
I mean?
It. That's right. I mean,
shout out, repping Mark Henry. I'm trying to rep Mark Henry real quick.
There yes. You go. So. Are pretty much the last three matches. Let's talk about the first one. So we have Asuka and Miz versus Braun and Alexa. Asuka and Miz are for the Rescue Dogs, as well as Braun and Alexa are for Conor Cure. Miz tags Asuka. The two women go in. Alexa tags back in Braun. It was like back and forth. Mm-hmm. Braun does a drop kick. On the Miz, I've never seen this guy do a big old drop kick. What did you guys think about that?
I'm very excited. You know, I'm a little upset because, you know, my pick to win it all. They went down. That's neither here nor there, brother.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Well, they probably went all the way in a different route.
Yeah, we can talk about that some other time. We dim the lights a little bit, Anthony. But what do you think, David?
Imagine our lights actually go dim.
I was like, you can't listen. You got to be careful with Anthony. He can do that kind of stuff.
And then, like, candles, like,
just dim the light. Right on cue.
There we go. No, I mean, that's a whole lot of a lot being thrown at you, kicked at you. I mean, that's a big man. That's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's impressive, too, for a big man. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, no, that's awesome. I mean, I would hate to be on the receiving end of that.
Well, I mean, Miz sold it pretty well.
I don't want to get you sidetracked, David, but Bradley Tucker said HBK is overrated.
No. Oh!
I had to tell you that.
Bradley, really?
Tucker, my...
Man. And I liked you too, man. I liked you, Brad.
Okay, so Bradley...
I forget that. You didn't say that.
Bradley coming for HBK. Hey.
Bradley, you have two people that love HBK, man. So
yeah,
be
but there you go. There
you go. But moving on, Braun threw Miz around the ring. He literally threw him outside the ring as well. Threw him around the barricade. It was all mess. The women were going at it.
Yeah.
I mean, Asuka, but my favorite part about this is when Alexa tried her hardest to pin her multiple times.
Yeah.
There was some moments where you thought she was going to win it, and some of them you didn't. And at the end of the day, Alexa made made Alexa tap out. So many A's. So overall, what did you think of this match? What are your thoughts?
I mean, like, and we talked about it. I think when you're really going to break it down and you're talking about, you know, the buildup with Asuka, the streak, mm-hmm. I mean, everything, you know, even just Alexa and Asuka, yeah. I personally think that's just a cakewalk for Asuka. You know, I mean, I don't think Alexa can really hold it down with her. I mean, she's great. She's a great seller. I think she did well with that. But I mean, and again, when it comes down to the streak and where we are going with WrestleMania, yeah. I think, you know, at the end of the day, it was definitely going to go Asuka, Miz, mm-hmm. or Asuka. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it was great too on Alexa's part with her selling, and it, you know, it was entertaining in that sense. But yeah, I don't think it was a surprise as much as we were maybe thinking it could have been.
Yeah, and just like Joseph Bosa said, like the Team Little Big, they were fun to watch. It was sad to see them go because they were such a cool team, such a cool dynamic. It's hard to stop Asuka's momentum though.
Right.
And Miz is along for the ride, doing his thing and putting on great matches and being the heel that he is, one of the best heels in the last 20 years.
Of course.
It's unbelievable.
What I wish to hope in the future is we get to see these two again, but more so, how do I say, if they do a intergender tag team, I would love to have Alexa Bliss and Braun be that. I mean, he doesn't have a tag team partner for WrestleMania, so
I like
Alexa,
where you're going.
I know you're in the title match, girl, but hey. Your partner,
Alexa gets the bar.
Yeah. So moving on to our next match, we were able to vote who we wanted to return, and we guessed it: Finn and Sasha. They are our fan favorite.
We were right.
And unfortunately, it came to the time where Charlotte had some dental issues. Mm-hmm. She wasn't able to compete, so her best friend Becky, mm-hmm. Pretty much came in for the rescue.
Yeah, and I think it was really cool, and that she came in and was able to give Becky some shine because she didn't have a partner. It was really cool to see her wrestle. It's always good to see Becky wrestle. Corey Graves was talking about it. He was like, Sasha got a little too cute, and it ended up costing him. And so he was like, she got a little ahead of herself and was all about her. Tried to embarrass my boy in the ring. So like, what was your takeaway from that match? Especially them getting the fan vote over like maybe some other people.
I mean, I agree with that. I agree. I mean, like I said, I'm a fan of both. And I think they're both awesome in ring performers. And I think it was rightfully so. It was in against especially that pair. I think it was a great match. You know, and it's one of those things to where, Like we said before, it's going to be awesome, and especially with Becky stepping in. I'm a lash kicker. I'm a fan of Becky's as well, mm-hmm. and I love to see two out of the four horsewomen. You know what
Seriously.
I mean? So I think, yeah, that was going to be awesome, and I like that chemistry. They have that history, so that's just already fun to watch, and then you know you're going to get an awesome match, and they did. They kicked butt. They delivered, and I agree with you, though. You know, Sasha, you know, that's Sasha. She gets a little confident.
Got a little
you know
cute.
What I mean? Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, a bit in the butt, but I mean, they both performed awesome. They put on a great match, and it was fun to watch.
I thought this was a great match. I thought Sasha really killed it. She went through the ropes, got a little filling with brood. Overall, thought this was a perfect person to replace Charlotte because we haven't seen Sasha and Becky wrestle each other. I could be wrong, but I believe since she moved to SmackDown.
Yeah,
it's
so
been a while.
It's been a while. So overall, being able to see them again, it's fun. But...
Oh, wait. Speaking of fun.
Yes.
Do you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of life?
Yes, I do.
For those who do, we have the podcast just for you, Conversation with Maria Menounos. Podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Conversation with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, David.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. I'm already signed up, dude. I'm already watching.
I was just checking.
I use
from,
that.
From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Mm-hmm. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversation with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us who sent you there.
Mixed Match Challenge.
Word. Conversation with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out now.
Yes, guys, check it out because she is great. She's amazing. I listen to her all the time, and let her know in the comment section that we, WWE Mixed Match Challenge After Show, brought you there. She will be obviously at WrestleMania this weekend.
Yes, that's awesome.
I'm assuming she'll be doing the red carpet because we've the past what 4 years.
Yeah, she's
been
on
doing
for
the
Hall
red carpet.
Right.
So for the Hall of Fame, so we'll be able to see her there.
Yeah,
and if you go to WrestleMania, if you guys are going to WrestleMania and you see her, wave at her, tell her, hey, you love us, you see us.
Drop that AfterBuzz love, you know?
Mm-hmm. Pay homage to the lady that keeps the lights on up in here,
that's
man.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
My darkness, man, it needs to be lit up. Yeah, yeah. See, if you don't, then that's what happens right there.
The little twitching. So overall, like I said, I did enjoy this match.
Me too.
Fun. I hope we get to see them two fight each other again, hopefully in the near future. But finally, it's been 12 long weeks. 12 long weeks.
Yes.
We have Miz and Asuka versus Rude and Charlotte Flair returned. And wow.
The WrestleMania preview.
Yes, right. Yeah, we got a little a tease. And I liked that we were able to see that. Both women were pretty much neck to neck, rolling around the ring, pushing one another. Yeah. Nobody wanted to break it. Yeah. They went out of the ring while holding on to each other. And we get to see so much action within 15 minutes.
Yeah. That was just a taste.
And it was.
Yeah, and they did such a good job, because if you guys watch SmackDown, y'all better watch SmackDown. But if y'all watch SmackDown, they had like a nice tense moment, because it was kind of like a build up to the match they were going to have after SmackDown. So it was kind of like a continuation of like their little beef they had in the middle of the ring.
I love when they do that tension, that build up. It's going to be a great match.
Oh, man, it's going to be really good.
Mania.
How long do you think they'll give those beautiful ladies?
Well, we'll do our predictions in a bit.
I just want to ask them how much time. I didn't say who's going to win.
All right.
Do you think they're going to give it like a nice little...
I think they deserve it. I think they should, man. And we'll go over predictions. But I think they should. They should give them at least a good, like, you know, I'd say 20...
It's going to be a 7-hour show.
Y'all, listen, y'all better get y'all Red Bull, y'all coffee, something up in there. Lord have mercy.
But my favorite part of this match is Charlotte spearing The Miz.
Oh, that was awesome.
God. And turning it into four-figure. And turning it into a four-figure.
Yeah.
Yes.
How freaking cool is that? That is something I like to see. And Charlotte has that potential to wrestle a man.
Well, she's got that athleticism. Let me get it out. And she's just like, man, like I've said before, she's got the tenacity, and she's on her game, though, you know? And she's just a great performer all around. And I think, you know, again, when you see Charlotte, you kind of expect that, especially coming from the Nature Boy, you know what I mean? Right. So she already has that kind of put her on that pedestal, but I mean, she delivers. And I think, you know, it's something that, for me, like to see that with Miz, I mean, that was awesome, because it just came out of nowhere. And to see, like, obviously, you know, Miz is a great seller, but I mean, that was a rad hit. I loved it.
Exactly. Especially since Charlotte is one of those women that never wrestled in the independents. Just, you know, so she has that God-gift talent.
She does.
Right.
To be able to do that.
Optimus Provost says, I'm just here for the predictions. I'm telling you, there's truth to that. I don't know. Listen, it's WrestleMania weekend, man. I'm stressing out, man. It's crazy. I'm excited.
At least you're being honest.
I'm keeping it real, man. This is why she's here. She came here to keep me in check, y'all. She got me. She's reining me in. Roman reining me in.
And then we get, Asuka and Miz win.
Absolutely.
Yes. They win. Yes. And they win Rescue Dogs for Rocks for $100,000.
Great.
Nice.
Miz said a wonderful speech. When he said this line, I'm like, oh my God, it's like 2006. It's for the puppies.
It's for the puppies. Oh, wait, get on,
Jerry Lawler over there. Like, puppies!
Oh my God, someone do a gift. So I was like, oh, okay. And then he also mentioned that him and Maurice had their baby daughter last week.
Yes.
Monroe Skylar Mizanin.
Adorable.
Nice. I wonder how much she weigh and everything, because they didn't really say that much on their Instagram page. They just said that this was her name, unless I could be wrong. I was like scrolling through it. But overall, Miz did say an awesome speech.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, just being himself that we see on Total Divas, if you watch, more so thanking everybody that was a part of this.
Absolutely.
No matter what charity you were rooting for, every charity was able to get money.
Yeah, that's what was great about it. Win, lose, or draw, it brought attention and awareness to those separate charities. So the winner got the 100 grand, but it was also, you have a chance to like maybe find out about Connor's Cure if you didn't know about Connor's Cure,
right.
and find out about these different charities to contribute, and they were all winners, you know, so to speak, you know what I mean? So I always like that.
Yeah, that's something that I think, you know, again, that's the overall point, but the fact alone that you know, even money aside, just the publicity, the marketing you get out of it to bring attention to these charities is awesome. And hopefully, you know, regardless of the money that they win, but I'm hopefully, you know, some of the universe, you know, WWE Universe donated and helped out. And it's just great that we can do something like that.
I noticed that we say awesome a lot in every single in this show, but also in every single wrestling after show that everybody else that's a part of, we always say awesome. So it's kind of like saying like a lot, but it's more like saying, hey, awesome.
This is awesome. Awesome.
Clap.
But nice. like you mentioned, every charity was able to be recognized, and I think a lot of people didn't know what Rescue Dogs Rocks.
I didn't know.
Right? Yeah, I didn't know.
Or the other charities. So I think that brings more attention to it. And I'm glad they're doing it, not just for Susan G. Komen, a Make-A-Wish.
Absolutely.
And as well as for Connor Kerr, because at the end of the day, there's more charities out there, big or small.
Yeah.
So
I think it was a really awesome idea, you know, intergender matches, charities, just giving different wrestlers on the roster to do something different. I love the WWE universe to be involved. You know, the universe likes to be involved, like how real wrestlers would be in the chat. I think overall the mixed match challenge was groundbreaking. I know they're testing the waters for certain things. I hope they bring it back. I hope it's something they do every year. And I'm happy to be, you know, chit chatting about it with what you find, folks.
So overall, what do you think of the whole mixed match challenge from start to finish?
I enjoyed it. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. I mean, big man took words on my mouth. It was different. It was innovative.
Yeah.
It was fun. The interactive, being able to have like the actual wrestlers interact right there.
Live
with the universe, you know, and the intergender just makes, I mean, obviously that's a whole different ball game. I thought it was awesome. I think the fact alone too, that it's not for specific titles or ego or any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's for a great cause. You know what I mean? And we're bringing attention to things that are just, you know, beyond, like I said, just a TV show, you know, and everybody involved to do it. So to me, I mean, I'm a big guy on charities. I love that. I've worked with charities, so I'm always for that. And I think it's awesome all the way around. It's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm actually part of a charity, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you touched on it weeks ago. It actually, you know, it gave Beth Phoenix something to do. You know what I mean? She's there.
Right.
And it gave her a chance. And you said you hope to see more of her. So I think it was good to, you know, to see her involved every Tuesday. Just, you know.
And I hope at WrestleMania, she's able to be a part of announcing with the team the Women's Battle Royal.
Yeah.
So that ends everything. Thank you. I'm just kidding. We're going to move on to predictions.
Hold on. Okay, right before you do that, hold on. Since somebody in chat, my man JMC said, okay, you got Miz being the greatest Intercontinental Champion ever.
Okay.
But he threw out Jericho.
Ooh.
Which is a monkey wrench. Ooh. I think it's a monkey wrench in your operation. You were cool. That you were infiltrating the building. You were about to steal the diamond. And then Jericho came in there and was like, what's going on here? Can I help you? So what do you say about Jericho being the GOAT as far as Intercontinental?
Jericho is a GOAT at everything he does.
The GOAT. Anthony with the GOAT sound.
Yeah.
But what do you think about that?
Honestly, I have to see him versus The Miz.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Well, we've seen that. We've seen that happen
for the IC title.
Like Jericho Prime or Jericho Now?
Well, you can't get Prime. I mean, it's like 1999, but
that's
what
we
gonna do. What should we do predictions?
Well, yes, let's do predictions.
Yeah.
Predictions. Yeah. Here we go in our live chat. I hear voices. Randy Orton.
What?
I hear voices.
So don't get me scared now, because an RKO might come in here out of nowhere. Have me have nightmares, Dave.
I'm going to tell you two of my predictions.
Give it to me.
Okay. One for the Triple H, Stephanie, Kurt, Ronda situation. I feel like that match is going to be not going to be long. It's going to be probably at least less than 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then we have to remember this is going to be a 7-hour show.
Real talk.
And I understand Ronda is Ronda, who she is, but I guarantee their fans are probably going to be okay with it.
Okay.
Or be upset because it's probably going to go longer than another match fans want to see.
That's a good point.
But I think after WrestleMania, Raw or Smack, Raw, Shane is probably going to come out, pretend to be Ronda's friend, and then them two. go
wow.
at it.
Wow.
Yep.
That's big. That's a what's your second?
My second one is obviously seen on, we haven't heard about Undertaker. We don't know what the heck's going on with him. We know he's alive.
It's true.
On his wife's IG page. I think Cena's gonna be chilling at WrestleMania in a special seat next to probably Cole, like right behind him somewhere, through the whole entire show.
Right, legitimately be there.
The whole entire show, Kid Rock's gonna come out, perform, and then we see Undertaker come out.
Really?
I agree with that. I agree with that.
But which version? Are you get the version that you want to get? The
one
that
yes, you've
been,
he's going
the
to
one
be-
that you've been dreaming no, about.
It's going to be the Dead Man Inc. Yes. That's what it's
going
to be.
I hope you get
my
what you want.
My 10-year-old self is going to cry.
I know you want
that Harley.
She wants it.
Yes. So does a lot of people want it. The thing, though, the one thing that I wish they would have had was not American Badass theme song or Roland. It should have been like the Dead Man Walking, and then like that really old. You guys know what theme song? I'm talking about. but what are your guys' predictions?
Any early thoughts or anything that you're most excited to see? Anything you
the Taker scene? Anything that's definitely going down? And I think it's gonna be something like that. He's either gonna be in the ring for something, or he's gonna be hanging out. You know, they're gonna be drawing attention for some reason. Obviously, we're gonna go. You know, Kid Rock's gonna do his thing, and then you know, just gonna segue into Taker Badass, and I guarantee he's gonna come out. We're gonna have that whole thing at least. That's my prediction, right? So, but I think that, I mean, that's going to be awesome. So if that does happen, I'm super excited to see that, whether it's Dead Man Inc. or it's actually The Undertaker, you know? Either way, it's going to be an awesome match if it goes down, you know? So,
do you feel, to transition a little bit, do you feel, okay, will we get a cash-in or no cash-in?
Cash-in.
Monday night cash-in.
WrestleMania cash-in.
What are you thinking?
That's me.
I say it's Mania. Let's cash in. I think it's Mania. I think that's going to go down, man. It's Mania.
I think she's going to cash it in, win it, and be the worst heel of all time.
Yeah, because it would be like if she breaks
because
the
people, streak. Yeah, they're going to, people, it's like, well, I mean, I don't know if you can compare it to Taker's, but it's going to be.
I mean, that's going to be huge.
She's going to be, Carmella's going to be the most biggest person of, like, the most top person, most talked about in wrestling history. If they do that,
Asuka's got to be really like annihilated at some point. You know, what I mean, she's got to be really like recovering or something, or right. You know, like
right because
there's got to be some way for her to. You know,
you think Carmella will pin Charlotte or Asuka?
I like
if
it
happens.
Yeah, Joseph Bosa's comment. He's like WrestleMania cash in for sure. Successful though, and I think he's right about that. I think it's going to be like a classic match between the Queen and the Empress. Clean win for Asuka. Japanese champ, female champ,
right?
But she's like beat down, and Carmella just comes in with a legitimate.
You said about entrance. I wonder what they're planning on with the entrance of these two women.
It's going to be something special because Charlotte's been such pageantry these last few years. Asuka's going to bring out some glorious entrance.
You
though.
Know for a fact because Asuka is from Japan.
Such art.
You're
artistry.
Going to Japan tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I think Japan overall is probably one of the greatest country. I've never been there, but I think it's great. It's amazing. It's different. They created Nintendo. So like,
you can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with that, guys. I just think that overall with her WrestleMania, they need to go big.
Yeah.
They need, cause their Japan audience is huge.
It's Mania, girl. They're going big.
So hopefully something with like Japan and all that fun stuff. Wow. Okay, so we have the Women's Battle Royal. Who is going to win that? Who do you think is going to win that? And shout out to Lillian Garcia, because she's going to be announcing it.
I'll let you, girl. Lillian. Welcome back. Right. We on the SmackDown show, I said Naomi. I'm probably gonna hang in with Naomi.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind that at all. Christian Rosenberg had a great one though. He's thinking Natalya, since she's been putting in such great matches, great work.
She has
given her like her real WrestleMania moment to win the first ever annual, you know what I mean, Women's Battle Royal at WrestleMania.
Are we gonna see someone from the past? Are we gonna see somebody from NXT? I hope they bring in like an iconic duo.
That's gonna be good. That'd be good.
They need to come. I want to see Nikki Cross. She's my favorite.
That'd be good. Any predictions on the Battle Royale at all?
I think Natalya definitely deserves it. She more than deserves it. But I mean, again, Naomi too, same thing. She's got a good momentum. I think I can see either one of those.
Yeah.
So I want to move on to a little bit of NXT.
Talk about it.
Wow. I'm so excited.
Takeover's gonna be lit.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm gonna be watching an independent wrestling show on WWE.
Takeover is gonna be last year.
But like the guys like from the indies that just came up
are
going to be on the show.
The North American title match is gonna be a ladder match. It's gonna be
That ladder match. I'm so excited for the ladder match.
My goodness.
We get to see what these guys can do. If you've never seen them before, go see EC3. Go see. I can't even think.
His coming out party. EC3's coming out party should be entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aleister Black, guys, that guy's amazing.
It might be his time. This might be he got the brakes beat off him this past Wednesday. So
Johnny Gargano and Ciampa.
That match
that
is going to tear the doors down.
Oh yeah.
Was it non-sanctioned or something like that?
Yeah, something's going on.
Someone's like
going
to fall off
and the roof. They better have Candice LeRae a part of it.
Man, Takeover? Lord have mercy.
But a lot of stuff's going on, guys.
how we feeling about the, and I know we had talked about it a little bit before, man. How we feeling about the Reigns and Lesnar closing out?
I think Reigns is going to win it, and then Brock's probably going to go to UFC.
I agree with that. How do you feel about that, though? Do you Lesnar dropping the belt to Reigns?
I don't know. I think it's okay. I think it's fine. Just do it. Just give it to Reigns. Let him, and then him versus Cena. Cena loses it, and I think I've mentioned this before. I don't know it. And then Cena versus Finn Balor, and then Finn wins it. Gets that title back.
Sounds good to me.
But any last words before we get out of here?
I got something. Oh, yes, before I forget, since we wrapping up, man, I want to give a shout-out to my man, Johan Pena. He watches everything on AfterBuzz. He is loyal supporter. That dude is – that's my man
that's my boy, too.
Anthony knows that's my boy. Yeah. That's my guy, man. Oh, my man, Uncle Murph, holla at your boy. Y'all, listen, y'all keep me up at night with excitement, man. I appreciate you guys, man. Enjoy the show. Any
last words?
Thank you guys again for tuning in and watching with us. It's always fun. I'm super stoked for WrestleMania. I hope you guys are too. Always a pleasure with you. Even though we don't agree on the IC title.
It's okay.
Oh, she's tripping. She had a long day, y'all. She's tired. She don't know what she's saying, y'all.
Been watching wrestling for like over 20 years.
I don't know if she knows. Jericho's like, Jericho go kicking this door in about 5 minutes. He go kicking this door. I thought you liked me, Anissa. I thought we were cool.
Well, we all cool. But I want to say thanks everybody who joined in on the chat.
Seriously.
Amazing, amazing
Thank
stuff
you,
going
Dan.
On.
Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, Anthony, for being our engineer.
My man.
We appreciate you. A lot of stuff's happening, but before I say a little bit more, my name is Anissa Barr. You can follow me on social media at Anissa Barr. Tomorrow is the women's wrestling panel. We have Brandi Rhodes as our special guest. Yes,
nice.
And a week from, I believe, tomorrow, we're going to have some interesting guests. Actually, a new person on the women's wrestling panel. Tune in for that. And, guys. Hey.
David Christopher, guys. David Punk Rock Christopher. Find me on Instagram. I love hearing from you guys. Let me know. If you like how me and this big guy are doing, if he should dress up again, what he should be. But yeah, find me on Instagram, David Punker Christopher, Twitter, DPR Christopher. Thanks again for watching us, guys.
You can find your boy on Instagram and Twitter at Evan T. Mac, America's sweetheart. My best friend in the world, JMC. I love you. Hugs and kisses.
And thank you, everybody. Please tune in to this Sunday's WrestleMania panel after show. It's a full panel. It's gonna be fun.
Hot.
Join in.
Enjoy Mania. Enjoy Mania.
And we'll see you all next time.
Later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.